So I pretty much grew up on the river. Spent most of my childhood. So the first thing I learned to do was ride a bike, and the second thing I learned to do was how to get to the river. Once I knew how to ride, it was, you know, you never saw me again. And I'd always be down at the sandy beach, going for a swim, and you know, head my way out to Old Dubbo Road to the old Black Bridge there, the old railway bridge, and you know, pretty much climb the bridge and jump off it into the river, and then float down, make my way down to Sandy Beach, and there'd be all these tree swings and cliffs. So there were all these well-known spots where you know, all a lot of other kids used to go. You know, so I pretty much grew up doing that. But you know, it was kind of dangerous because there were kids that you know, did have accidents and hurt themselves. But I had one friend, and I can't remember his name to be honest, but we used to go, his dad, you know, used to take us to the river and taught us, you know, some safety tips. So, you know, like I mentioned, jumping off the bridge, he taught us to actually go for a swim first, where we were going to land, and, you know, take a stick, you know, check the depth, go for a swim, make sure there wasn't logs underneath the water, you know, 'cause you can't see them, yeah. And you'd always check the current, because if there was a strong current, you knew that they'd let water out of Burrendong Dam. And so if there was a strong current, there'd be, you know, objects floating down. So you had to be, you know, had to be smart. Probably saved a few of our lives by teaching us that sort of stuff. But he used to take us in his four-wheel drive, and we used to, I don't remember how, but we found these old tractor tyres, and found a couple, the rear ones, and pumped them up, put a tarp over one, and put all our gear in it, so sleeping bags and tents and whatever, and that would sit on top, you know, nice and dry. And on the other one, we would, you know, sort of sit in the donut and float down and find a good camping spot overnight, you know, set up our tent, sleep, do a bit of fishing, you know. Do our bit for the carp industry, you know, get rid of them, because there's so many carp. Stay overnight, little campfire, you know, and pack it all up back on the tubes again, and float down. And Sandy Beach was the meeting point all the time, because that was the local watering hole where you would go. Well, I think every single person that grew up in Dubbo would go to Sandy Beach. That was, you know, the local place you'd go for a swim. So we'd meet there. It was great, and that's a big part of me, growing up on the river. You know, I'm in my 50s now, and probably for the last 20 years, you know, moved to the city and lived in the city and all that for, you know, 30 years, and I just have this urge to go back and live in the country near a river. So, and the river's just, you know, it just feels like home, and, you know, even just the smell, you know, you go near a river and you can smell it, and you just watch the water coming down. It just brings back really good memories of my childhood, and very peaceful. I just love it. Compared to the ocean and the beaches, you know, go for a swim. It's nice, clear, fresh water. Much better than, you know, sand in your bum crack, basically. It's nice and clean. But, you know, there are always an adventure. I remember one time, we were walking through the bushland, trying to get to our next sort of tree swing, and, you know, this thing brushes past my leg, and we look down and across, and there's this brown snake swimming across the river. I was like, holy shit, you know. We almost got bitten by a brown snake, so thank God it decided to go into the water then bite us. So, yeah. And then there was one time we were floating down, so the tractor tubes again. And, you know, you always go into these sort of whirlpools and areas where there's willow trees overhanging. And the current sort of took us over into there. And we saw this, I don't know, thing sticking out of the water with material on it. So we went over and stabbed a stick at it, and it was actually a dead person. So, yeah, so it was like, holy shit. So we were freaking out. Got back to Sandy Beach, and the dad that would pick us up, you know, was telling him, "My God, everybody!" So eventually we learnt that it was a a homeless man, so who'd, I don't know what happened, maybe fell in and drowned and, you know, got pulled over into this little shallow. And as a kid, you know, it was a big event. So, yeah, I always think, like I read Huckleberry Finn as a kid, and I really loved that adventure. So, you know, when I went floating down the river, I was, you know, I pretend I was him. I remember an occasion, it was a really big story where I didn't know the kid personally, but he jumped off the LH Ford Bridge and obviously into the river, but it was shallow, and I think he ended up becoming a quadriplegic, you know, broke his neck. And that was a, you know, that was a big story around school time. You know, when you go to school and, you know, so-and-so, you know, jumped off the bridge and, you know, didn't. And that's where the safety part of it all came in. So, yeah, like I said, I'm very thankful. This, the dad of my friend taught us, you know, some really important things. Another one he taught us, like, we, you know, like I was talking about with strong currents, especially when they let water out of the dam, you'd go for a swim on the tree swing and you know, you'd swing out and you're doing somersaults and all that sort of stuff, and you land pretty much right in the middle of the river. And, you know, it's reasonably wide. And we used to get some height. That was so good. But if it was a strong current, some kids would try and swim back to where you actually launched off. And you couldn't do it because you got to try and swim the current. And, you know, and it didn't happen when I was there, but a couple of times kids drowned because they were trying to do that. And I understood it because I tried it once, you know, in my early days, tried to swim against the current and get back to where my group of friends were. But it's funny because, like, halfway through trying to get back to the bank and I could feel myself getting tired and head going under, I just sort of suddenly go, nah, float on my back and let the current take me. And, you know, so basically the current, because, you know, you go through bends and you always end up on a bank somewhere. And luckily this time I just let myself go and floated and ended up on the same side, you know, the bank on the same side. And it just meant that I had to trek back to where my group was rather than try and swim to them.